What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Damn, people got some jack-in-the-box stories. Here on the text line, jack-in-the-box cracked my veneers in the front twice. The tacos? Damn!
That's a super crunchy taco.
By the way, they can sneak me in them in that breakfast they sell 24 hours.
Oh, breakfast jack is clutch now.
Again, they are, but I feel like they know where they're going.
Unlike Arby's.
Yeah, I think like Arby's, they're throwing away a lot of stuff too. That menu is a little ridiculous. It's a little
egg rolls.
It's just everything. It's a lot though.
Yeah.
You look over there, I think they got a number 28. They got like they got a breakfast numbers.
How many damn numbers do you have?
God, dog, man. I mean, I honest to God, I feel like Jack in the Box would probably drop. Like they could probably drop 15 items. I bet you if we pulled up right now, people listening to the show, texting in 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, I bet you could pull up the Jack in the Box menu. I bet you we could find 12 things, 12 to 15 things to immediately get rid of.
At least.
They've got 8 different breakfast sandwiches that are almost the same,
what?
Except one is like, has sourdough bread on it, or another has a croissant. Like, it's just like, come on,
croissant.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, man, you broke your tooth on a Jack in the Box taco. Damn. Well, I mean, you must have just went right after. You got to get to the middle soft part and the outside.
I want one right now.
And by the way, side note, for the last time I went there a long, long, long time ago, obviously, they got some new little dipping sauces or something.
Don't need them.
Oh, yeah, I can. They got like an avocado one. It's a nice little dip in that taco. Text line coming in. Show you're too big to be eating Jack in the Box. No, I don't think anyone is. I think Jack in the Box you can enjoy. I haven't had in a while, but... I bet you, honest to God, we could pull up their menu. We could shave 15 things off that menu. It's just a little too aggressive. I mean, what's people getting outside of the tacos?
I'm trying to think.
And the jumbo jacks.
The Jack in the Box curly fries were money back in the day. There was a day when, didn't they have taquitos that were off the charts back in the day too?
Ooh,
I mean, real crunchy taquitos. And then there was a Jack in the Box sandwich. That was kind of off the beaten path. It wasn't a burger. It wasn't.
Who said off the beaten
path? I'm a sucker for a junior bacon cheeseburger, but I don't think you're talking about
those are good too, but I'm just saying like something you dip. Like I wouldn't go to Jack in the Box for their bacon cheese, even though they are good. What is the sandwich I'm thinking of?
I don't know. They've got 108 things.
Was
there
some kind of pita or something? Some kind of.
Not that I know of. The ultimate cheeseburger?
No, there was some kind of again. It was off the Jack and it was off the beaten path for Jack in the Box. Even though Jack in the Box is kind of a catch all, I guess.
I mean a catch absolute all.
What was it? It came in a little pocket. Like the bread was a little pocket, and it had Gosh dang.
Is it a Euro?
I don't remember that. There was a time when I'd go after that pretty hard too.
I mean, this is just ridiculous. Everything they got on this menu. I mean, my God, they've got so many different breads. They have got to be just throwing stuff away every night. I mean, every location.
No, it's just frozen to get out. And it ain't getting dropped until you order it.
And at some point, they got to get rid of. Some of those are frozen past the limit.
Boy, them curly. The old date.
I'm just saying. Like,
all they need to hire my wife and tell her to go in there and inspect. My wife throws more food away when it's out of date.
How many egg rolls are they selling out there?
I don't get the egg roll craze. I've tried them. I don't think they're that great.
I mean, how many are they?
Would you like to hear how Jack in the Box Tacos almost took your boy out?
Please. Someone said pitta at Jack. That's it?
Yeah. All I could find was chicken in the pita. 80s, there was pita. A chicken supreme.
Pita.
But, nah, man, like legit, Jack in the Box Tacos almost took your boy out. My mom was pregnant with me.
If you're
going to
go, that's the way.
Well,
maybe not before you're here, though.
I wouldn't have had much memory of it.
My mom mashing tacos.
My mom and dad went to Jack in the Box. My mom's pregnant with me, about 7.5, 8 months pregnant with me. And they both got horrendous food poisoning from this location on the tacos. And she had to be like rushed into the delivery room and give birth to me about a month and a half early.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You were an early bird.
You were an early bird because of Jack in the Box?
Yeah, I was supposed to be January 91. I was born December 2nd, 1990. Because Jack in the Box had messed my parents up. My dad wasn't even there when I was born. He was hugging a toilet. But, yeah, apparently it was pretty crazy. I don't remember much, but my mom doesn't eat Jack in the Box anymore.
Well, I don't blame her for that.
Yeah, I love it. That wouldn't
have
stopped me, though. I would have just maybe go to a different location. Is what I
like. Hey, man.
I don't think there's been a place that has stopped that I've stopped going to that I've had a bad experience in.
I don't go back to sushi no more. That's ruined for me.
You don't do sushi.
I used to love it, bro. Well, that's what our cookout's gonna be, man.
That's what our cookout's
gonna
be.
Hell yeah.
Well, I mean, as a guest at the cookout, I would appreciate it if you had some other, menu options.
Yeah.
No more other menu.
All right, I'm bringing Sugar Bear.
Sushi on the Bay, baby.
There you go. All right, hey, Lane Kiffin.
Sugar Bear.
Lane Kiffin at Media Days, at SEC
Keep
Media
her,
Days.
At home.
Sweet Lane Kiffin.
Sugar Bear.
Okay. Lane Kiffin, also Sugar Bear's favorite. He was at SEC Media Days, Clint, and he started talking about old Nick Saban. And and this has started to get a little run. I'd like to see your thoughts if you think this is a real thing. I don't know if I buy it, but this was Lane Kiffin at SEC Media Days talking about his old coach, Nick Saban.
I wouldn't be surprised. I kind of always thought that was going to happen. I kind of thought it happened after 1 year. But I say that just because even seeing recent stuff with him and talking to him on the phone, first of all, I have no knowledge that he's coming back. I don't think anybody does that. I just, he's so sharp still. I almost feel like it's a waste that he's not. No disrespect to the media and what you guys do, but his ability to coach players and change lives in that, and he's so good at it. I just think he'll be back, whether that's NFL or college.
All right, he said he thinks Nick Saban, who turned 74 on Halloween, he thinks Nick Saban will be back in the NFL or college. He's got this nice gig on ESPN where he's doing college game day and seems to be pretty good at it, to be honest, especially when you think about him and the other guys on the set. They seem to kind of play off each other well, and he is loosened up a bit too. You buy this at all?
No. Would you say Nick 74?
It'll be 74 on Halloween.
Why? I mean, Nick does not strike.
He needs another championship, Clint.
There's a lot of coaches out there. Mac Brown really strikes me as one. How old is Mac now? Not a huge Mac Brown fan here, for the record. But
73.
Yeah, like Mac Brown strikes me as a guy that's going to have a real.
See, he looks so much younger than Mac Brown.
Yes, he does.
Turning 74 before the college football season starts.
A lot like athletes, like. I think Mac Brown strikes me as a guy that's going to have a real hard time living a normal life. And he's not good enough.
Let's hope that what generally happens to other people who do that, like coaches who try to coach you all the way up to the end.
Right. And then they go right. I'm not wishing that on anybody, but the end comes a little quicker. But like Mac Brown strikes me as a guy that's going to have a hard time not being in the spotlight. And the reality of it is he's not, the demand for him on TV is not there the way maybe it once was. Like Nick doesn't strike me as a guy that necessarily needs the limelight, and they're going to pay him more money to do TV than they're going to pay him to coach.
Yeah,
and he's seven. Like, I think Nick is going to enjoy this next phase versus go tarnish what he's already done trying to revamp an organization.
The only thing to me, Clint, is if he really has an issue with the failure in the NFL. That's the only thing.
That's fair.
That's NFL, the only, because it was so bad with the Dolphins, and he's better than that. And then he went right to Alabama and started rolling. But at 70, about to be 74, that's the only route I could see is if he got an itch because it was so bad. There's nothing else for him to do in college.
Yeah, I think he got a rude awakening at the pros that guys weren't going to respond the way that young college athletes do. So I don't think that ever happens. I think
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
He is retired from the game, just like I think the fajita pita, which is exactly what I was thinking about from Jack in the Box.
I'm seeing that on the text line.
I think it's retired from the Jack in the Box menu, but that is exact. The chicken fajita pita, or I think they had beef as well, but chicken was the one I'd go with. Absolutely. You could taste that it was probably not a real chicken, maybe some kind of fake chicken.
But it didn't matter.
It didn't matter. Just hammer down.
Just whatever that meat is inside.
Like
of
that
it,
liquid chicken.
Fajita pita.
They grind it up nicely, though.
Good find, text line.
Great job, Drive Family.
Gosh, that's good, man.
Oh, someone text in, Ron, you sound like a fat person. Say food poisoning won't stop you from eating Jack in the Crack. I'm just saying, like, if I had a favorite thing right now, whatever your favorite thing is right now, I need to get hurt by it two or three times.
I've had food poisoning a time or two, and I've gone back. I the first time I ate sushi, I got a mouthful of wasabi, and it ruined me for about a year, but I went back.
I like Chip.
Yeah, so that's not just a Ron problem. Don't quit being hateful.
I will go back.
I will,
if
too.
It's like one of my favorites.
I'll go back with you. I'll tell you what I won't do.
You got to hurt. You got to get me two or three times.
I tell you what I won't do is drink orange juice and vodka again. I drank it out of a big gulp when I was about 13 years old, and I locked myself in the bathroom. I'll never do it again.
Screwdriver's a hell of a way to start a vacation.
You're right. Never again. But I know that's odd. Was that your first drink? One of your first?
No, beer was the first one.
No, so my first drink was gin and V8, and I'm never doing that again. I'm never doing
Bloody
tomato
Mary,
juice.
Huh? Ruin the Bloody Mary for you?
Never doing tomato juice.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.